This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. On the same day that President Bush was visiting New Orleans, people across much of this country were dealing with smaller natural disasters. Americans have been dodging tornadoes from Kansas to Missouri to Georgia, storms that left at least 20 people dead. And sunrise this morning gives people in the southeast a chance to look at the latest damage from overnight.
It does look like a bomb blast in areas. And other areas, it looks like ground zero to where it's just nothing left.
That's Kenneth Boswell, mayor of Enterprise, Alabama. A tornado struck there early yesterday afternoon. It tore off the roof of a high school, and 8 students were killed. Tanya Ott at member station WBHM reports from Enterprise.
Throughout the day, anxious parents packed nearby City Hall, hoping to hear word of their children's fate. The twister tore through Enterprise High School around 1 yesterday afternoon. Coffee County Emergency Manager John Tallis.
It was just a continuous series of storms, and they would ebb and flow, if you will. The system that hit us, I've never seen a system where you had 4 wind shears actually convalesce or collate, if you will, get together and strike at the same time. So it was pretty devastating.
Originally, school officials had planned to release students early, but decided against it, fearing they'd be in more danger riding the bus home. So they sheltered in place as they'd practiced time and again in drills.
You know, keep them out of gymnasium, keep them out of wide expanse roofs, keep them out of the dining facilities that have got windows and stuff. So we don't want them in there. So we put them in interior walls, interior hallways, and this was just too strong.
The hallway walls collapsed, trapping the students.
It is a scene of devastation. There are tree limbs everywhere. Power lines are down. Just above me, you may hear a huge piece of sheet metal, presumably from the roof of one of the buildings, hangs from the overhead electrical wires.
We ask that you continue to pray for our students and for their parents and for our community.
Assistant School Superintendent Bob Ferris.
To my knowledge, we have not had a storm this severe in several decades, if ever before.
The coroner's department's van moved on and off-site throughout the night, and this morning crews continue their work. Folks are being asked to donate blood and wear blue and white, Enterprise High School's colors. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Enterprise, Alabama.